Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A B-2 Spirit stealth bomber suffered damage over the weekend when an in-flight malfunction forced the crew to make an emergency landing in Missouri, about 70 miles southeast of Kansas City. Firefighters at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri extinguished a fire at the scene. A spokesman says no one was hurt and an investigation is underway. The internal Twitter files are revealing facts that some in the federal government have been censoring content from the American people with the help of Twitter officials. Members of the FBI, Department of Justice, and CIA were meeting weekly with Twitter employees to create a narrative and exclude those on the platform that disagreed. Now Elon Musk's Twitter has removed the Trust and Safety Council of about 100 people, saying there's a better way to do the work as he attempts to restore faith in Twitter. Just before he was expected to talk to lawmakers in the United States, disgraced cryptocurrency trader Sam Bankman-Fried, Democrat mega donor and the founder of FTX, was arrested by authorities in the Bahamas Monday night after criminal charges were filed by U.S. prosecutors. The charges include wire fraud conspiracy, securities fraud conspiracy, and money laundering. Officials in the Bahamas indicate they will expedite extradition. The Department of Energy is planning to announce a major scientific breakthrough today at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California. It's one of several sites where researchers have been trying to develop the possibility of harnessing energy from nuclear fusion. Fusion can be turned off like a light switch and does not create any long-lived radioactive nuclear waste. The National Weather Service is reporting as much as 2 feet of snow is possible in some areas of western South Dakota and northwestern Nebraska. Watch out for the floods down south. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
India says its forces have clashed with Chinese troops in the disputed area along the border, the first such conflict in more than a year. The two nations had been working to ease tensions since a major clash killed 24 troops in 2020. But on Monday, the Indian Army said there had been a clash in the Chuang area last Friday. That's on the eastern tip of India. Minor injuries were reported. The Taliban are reporting armed men opened fire on Monday inside a hotel in central Kabul, popular with Chinese nationals. The gunmen were killed by security forces. 18 were injured and 3 dead, is the report. The militant Islamic State group has now claimed responsibility. Beijing on Tuesday advised its citizens in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. There has been a recall by the auto manufacturer Subaru.
An electrical grounding bolt connected to the heating system on some Subaru Ascents may have been improperly fastened. That's why the company's recalling the SUVs made between 2019 and this year. But before you get to the dealer for a fix, Subaru recommends you park your Ascent outside, away from the house, and don't leave it unattended while the vehicle is running. That's the Subaru Ascent, made in the past 3 years. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Geminids, considered to be the best meteor shower each year, will be very active tonight after midnight. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Mele Kalikimaka, how you doing? I'm still here. Aloha. From Maui, Hawaii, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Paul Kaminar on the line. He's going to join us, the Washington, D.C. lawyer, who's also the counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center Public Interest Watchdog Group. And so we've got a lot to talk about. AOC under investigation by the House Ethics Committee, IRS filing a complaint against Senator Warnock's church. So I'm not hearing a whole lot about that from the mainstream media. Of course, as the Democrats, as we know, continue to receive bias from the mainstream media. They just don't want to deal with that. And also latest SCOTUS cases. And, of course, the continuing saga of revelations coming out of Twitter. No wonder people were so concerned. I say people, the ruling elites and those that worked for Twitter and other social media oligarchs, that you've got Elon Musk coming in, and it's just not fair. It's just not fair that you'd have somebody that would be, you know, want to do something about our First Amendment right, free speech. And here he is. I mean, he has opened up the hood of Twitter, and it doesn't look too good there, does it? I mean, it is crazy. And then, of course, we're getting reports all over the place that everybody's Twitter numbers now are back on the incline. Absolutely incredible. And having a little bit of a challenge here getting a hold of the good attorney, and but we're you know, still working on it, so stay tuned. But you know, this is interesting here, that this news that comes out of American Faith, that Twitter's safety team found Trump's final tweets did not violate policy, but he was banned anyway. I mean, what does that tell you? Okay, the safety team initially found that then President Donald Trump's final pair of tweets before his January 8, 2021 ban were not in violation of the company's rules, according to an internal message published by a journalist obtained as part of Elon Musk's ongoing Twitter files. In the first, Trump praised the great American patriots who voted for me, quote unquote, saying that they would not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any shape or form, while the second read, in its entirety, to all those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January the 20th. Several members of Twitter's safety team agreed that the first did not contain what policy officials described as clear or coded incitement, while the safety team concluded that the second was a clear no-vio, as they say, no-vio, in the words of one unidentified staffer using shorthand for violation. Okay, no-vio. I think we have a hard time saying this is incitement, wrote one staffer whose name was redacted. You know, according to this report, it's pretty clear he's saying that the American patriots are the ones who voted for him and not the terrorists. We can call them that, right? Maybe? I don't know. We'll see. From, of course, on Wednesday, January 6th. Paul Kaminar joins us now. Paul, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
I was just reading a story here from American Faith about Twitter's safety team. I mean, all this stuff is starting to come out, Paul. Things that we talked about early on that, you know, the Twitterverse and, you know, social media oligarchs were doing in terms of their imposition and encroachment, if not just outright impingement of our First Amendment right. And now that Elon Musk has opened up the hood of Twitter, it looks rather ugly.
Yeah, it certainly does. And we see here time and again you have government agencies, FBI, Homeland Security, calling Twitter, Facebook, saying, hey, take down this story from the New York Post on Hunter Biden's laptop. Take out these other things that are not a good story for the Democrats. And then you had Jack Dorsey commit perjury when he testified before Congress. Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter, saying, we don't ban anybody and we don't censor anybody. I hope they refer him to the Justice Department for perjury.
Yeah, how can he square up that circle, Paul? I mean, and the Democrats are real good. People on the left have been real good in evading accountability. And this is what gets so frustrating, you know, for a majority of Americans to say, wait a minute, they're getting away with something that there is no way in God's green earth that I would get away with.
Yeah, that's true. And then I just saw there was a spokesman for the White House, or Homeland Security, I forget which one. When asked about this, their defense is, oh, well, these are private companies. They can do what they want, which, yes and no, but what they didn't answer is, well, where do you get off telling the companies what to do? Because Congress has the legislative authority to regulate these big tech companies, and, of course, they're going to bow to their request lest they get on the wrong side of their views on how it should be regulated. So it's really a pretty disturbing scenario. This is like we're back in communist China or Soviet Union, where you have the Ministry of Truth in charge of what the citizens can hear, you know, in terms of their press and other media outlets.
We saw this danger coming upon us, Paul, for many years, and this was being led almost solely, I hate to say it, by one party. And, you know, we saw the dangers, and it was like our elected officials, either they didn't care, or maybe they were part and parcel of it, but they did not seem to be interested in protecting our rights, our constitutional rights.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And hopefully with the Republicans now taking control of the House, there's going to be some oversight and some other legislation coming out here of the Justice Department. You know, you have the Justice Department, you know, basically sending out FBI agents to school board meetings because they're considered domestic terrorists.
Terrorists, right.
They're concerned about the education of their children. I mean, my God, this is insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, at least in the circles I travel, and I'm not with a bunch of domestic terror, I'm just with some fair-minded patriots and Americans, that they want accountability. This is the remedy to do the same thing, unfortunately, that Republicans have traditionally done. We've had a lot of committee hearings. We've had a lot of pomp and circumstance, some fundraising. You know, enough of this stuff. I mean, the rank corruption is so obvious, Paul, that if something is not done, I mean, you talk about really, as Joe Biden said in the midterm elections, that, you know, democracy was on the ballot here. I mean, democracy is in the crosshairs here, in my humble opinion. Am I overstating this?
No, I quite agree. We are in a dangerous situation here with respect to our First Amendment rights being quashed. And you have the January 6th committee send out subpoenas for phone records for just people who participated in the January 6th rally. And breaking news right here is that they just yesterday, last night,
got to go to break, Paul. We have to do it on the other side. Stay with us.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The world's population recently reached 8 billion people. And while some are concerned about the status of global resources in space, we at the Tide Ministry are focused on how to share the gospel with the growing number of people being born into cultures and regions where Jesus is not known. As the population rises, so does the need for the body of Christ to be salt and light in a lost and increasingly dark world. For over 75 years, the Tide Ministry has worked through evangelistic radio broadcasts to share the love of Christ and make disciples among those who don't yet know Him. Our vision is to continue expanding our outreach among unreached people groups and see more lives changed by God's grace and mercy. To learn how you can pray for and encourage gospel proclamation among the huge number of people who have yet to hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Or, you know, if you're here in Melikalika, Macaville, it's 4 to 7 in the morning. Yes, it is early, but see, this is what we do for you, because truth does come at a cost, and we're all willing to sacrifice here. Actually, a minor sacrifice for freedom, I think, all things considered. Paul Kaminar is with us. He is the Washington, D.C. lawyer who's also a counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center. Paul, we were interrupted with breaking news, so lay it out for the people here.
Right, yeah. Last night, the January 6th committee notified me that they are dropping the subpoena for the phone records of Ali Alexander, who's the organizer of Stop the Steal movement of the January 6th rallies. They had subpoenaed him a year ago for his phone records of everybody he talked to, texted, et cetera. And we fought back in court challenging that, that it's an invasion of his First Amendment rights, that the January 6th committee is not constitutionally organized because they didn't have the proper number of Republicans on the committee, that they were violating a federal law regarding getting phone records from private citizens. So we fought them in court for over a year, and just last night I got a email from the general counsel of the House committee saying, we decided to withdraw the subpoena for the phone records. Well, it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they're wrapping up their investigation. But we also, during the summer, fought them because they were subpoenaing one of Ali Alexander's volunteers, whose only crime was to attend the rally with her husband and pass out some Stop the Steal signs to some of the people who were peacefully protesting.
Mm-hmm.
None of these people went into the Capitol. Ali Alexander didn't go in the Capitol. In fact, he encouraged people not to because of the problems that could come from that. The woman who's a Christian woman who's an administrator for Christian schools, she had her phone records subpoenaed. And we said, wait a minute, you know, why are you going after these honest, hardworking American citizens exercising their First Amendment rights? So I got the court to dismiss her from the case. They dropped her,
mm-hmm.
but they came up with Ali Alexander and other people like Roger Stone, et cetera. So now we're finally have that resolved. So believe me, come January, we want to get into an investigation of the investigators.
Right, exactly.
Bad stuff that was going on here.
Paul, it seemed to me that perhaps the council realized that their credibility was in jeopardy, right? I mean, if the courts really continued to deal with this, because the key question or the key point that you made, in my humble opinion, was you challenged the predicate for the Jan 6 committee. They, as you said, they are not constitutionally authorized. So it's kind of a faux court here. And if the court really addresses that specific issue, I mean, they're done. They might as well wrap it up and just say, well, we had just a big waste of time here.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, I think they saw the writing on the wall, and they did not want to get a negative ruling, because even if they got a good one, it would be appealed to the higher courts. And so what they're doing now, Bill, is they're now preparing to give criminal referrals over to the Justice Department, and the ones that are being talked about is Jeffrey Clark from the Justice Department, who, and then there's also John Eastman,
mm-hmm.
and a few other people. So they're trying to, you know, finish up their activity here. So it really is. And then you got the special counsel, who's now in charge, right? This guy,
mm-hmm.
Jack
Smith. Right.
Where did he come from?
Right.
He's a former prosecutor, but he's a private citizen. And we argued, as we did when we challenged Robert Mueller, that these special prosecutors that are plucked from private practice, who appointed them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, constitutionally, under the Constitution, officers like U.S. attorneys have to be nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. That's
exactly.
But what happened here is the Justice Department said, oh, we don't care about that Constitution. We're just going to say they wrote some regulations not approved by Congress saying we have the authority to appoint whoever we want to be a special counsel to go after private citizens. So we're hoping that those who are being in the crosshairs of Jack Smith will take our legal papers that we've filed in the Mueller case and use it to challenge Jack Smith and have that go all the way to the Supreme Court. Well, we've got some conservative justices up there who follow the Constitution, and I'm confident they will strike down special counsels that are not properly appointed.
Paul, meanwhile, we've got, how many inmates from January 6th do we still have in the D.C. jail and in other jails being incarcerated right now without what many have identified is without due process? I mean, to the point I was reading yesterday where you got 36 of the inmates said, send us to Guantanamo. I mean, it is so horrific and horrendous here at the D.C. jail, the way they're being abused. People's health issues are being ignored. These are, for the most part, everyday citizens. Now, if there's somebody did break the law, I mean, I think everybody would agree. But there's no due process here that's taking place.
Well, yeah, right. And I don't know how many exactly are in there, but I've been involved with some of those cases to get them out of prison. You know, keep in mind that they're innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And you're only supposed to incarcerate people before trial if they are a danger to society or are a risk
for fleeing. Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And in many of these cases, that's not even there. You have Army veterans who haven't had a speeding ticket being held pre-trial. You have one guy who's has celiac disease, meaning he can't eat gluten, and they won't give him a special diet. He's lost some 40, 50 pounds wasting away in prison, and his attorney is fighting to get him released. They're abusing them. The conditions are horrific. You're right. It's better to be in Guantanamo than in what we call the D.C. gulag.
Gulag, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Have good members of Congress investigating this. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene, you have Congressman Louie Gohmert, who went down to the D.C. jail, demanded to come in and look at the conditions. They were refused a couple of times. Finally, they got in on another day, and they made a report about the conditions. And, again, this will be another investigation that will go on with the new Congress and the Republicans taking charge.
Mm-hmm. About a minute and a half left here. AOC under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. It only took him, a little over a year to make that work? I mean, this is, talk about a slow process, right? Go ahead.
Listeners, no, yeah, the National Legal Policy Center, we filed a ethics complaint against AOC because of her attending this Met Gala ball in 2021 wearing this designer gown that had on it in big red letters, "Tax the Rich."
Mm-hmm.
And she was the darling of the people there, the liberals. She got a free limousine service, hence the name Limousine Liberals.
Yes, right.
She had her hair and makeup done, and that violates the House gift rules. We said, hey, plus she got a ticket to go there, which is worth $30,000. She got a free ticket for her boyfriend, which is another $30,000, and you can't take gifts over $200 under the House Ethics Rules.
Mm-hmm.
So the House Ethics Committee, you're right, finally said, ooh, we better take a look at this.
Exactly.
So,
don't the House members get free haircuts anyway?
No, I don't think they get free haircuts, but it's pretty cheap.
Yeah, exactly. But it costs to get all dolled up, especially for $30,000 a ticket per entry, right?
Exactly.
I hear you. Paul Kaminar, a Washington, D.C. lawyer who's also counsel of the National Legal and Policy Center.
Films. The movie Climb is an inspirational film about a man, his bike, his family, and his quest to return to competitive cycling after suffering a catastrophic accident. It's a documentary written and directed by Neil Myers, who's at the center of the story. 4 years ago, Neil was part of a relay team that competed in triathlons all over the U.S. One day, while on a training ride in Santa Barbara, he rounded a curve to find a truck headed right at him. Neil explains what happened next.
I broke 15 bones in 26 places, collapsed both lungs, and had a brain bleed. took a month in the hospital and 2 months of rehab before I was able to ride again. After a year, I was back on the starting line. It's really a story of how a community helped me recover.
Climb has won 26 awards, including Best Documentary, Best Cinematography, and Best Original Score. You can watch the film at climbdoc.org. That's climbdoc.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An area from Montana into western Nebraska and Colorado was under blizzard warnings. The National Weather Service is reporting as much as 2 feet of snow is possible in some areas of western South Dakota and northwestern Nebraska. Meanwhile, ice and sleet will hinder traffic in the eastern Great Plains. The Department of Energy is planning to announce today a major scientific breakthrough at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California, one of several sites where researchers have been trying to develop the possibility of harnessing energy from nuclear fusion. Fusion can be turned on and off like a light switch and does not create any long-lived radioactive nuclear waste. President Biden will sign into law today Respect for Marriage Act that will codify same-sex and interracial marriages on the South Lawn of the White House. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's the third week of Advent, a time for us to rejoice. The Word says, once you rejoice, just keep rejoicing. This really, again, sets the tone if we're in the rhythm of this special time of year where joy can abound. Jeff Kemp joins us now, and he's the author of Facing the Blitz, the former NFL QB and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thankful and grateful. Enjoying looking at a little Christmas tree here in our family room and a big one in our living room and thinking about the Lord.
Amen.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's, I love the themes of each week of Advent. They are great reminders, as you and I have been talking about, how it prepares us and sets us up, for the greatest blessing that man has ever been given by God.
Yeah, I was just looking at the words to a couple of the most familiar Christmas hymns or carols.
Mm-hmm.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. More importantly, let every heart prepare him room. And then it talks about that is the joy of all joys. And then I saw Hark the Herald Angels sing.
Mm.
That glory is to this newborn king, born a little baby. And then it says, hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Of course, you and I know he's offered it to everybody.
Right.
But we need to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says that risen with healing in his wings, he will heal anything in our lives, especially our sinful soul, so we can be with God forever. And then it goes to his humility. Mild. Christ lays his glory by. He was born that no man no more may die. Born to raise the sons and daughters of earth. Born to give them second birth. So glory to the newborn king. Wow. There's a lot, a few words, aren't there?
Exactly. I mean, those lyrics are so ordained, I believe. You know, there are some songs that you just feel, you know, come out of the throne room of God, and they're so powerful, and they just have become traditions. They're emblazoned on our hearts and in our minds, Jeff. The lyricists who put these words together, could you imagine what he must have been feeling, being an instrument used of God?
I feel like I'm not saying those hymns are the Bible, but they were inspired by God, His Spirit, and we know the Bible is inherent. Every single word is God breathed. The Holy Spirit guided those Old Testament prophets, Moses, who wrote so much. Jeremiah and Isaiah, and then, of course, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, Peter, James, they were all inspired, controlled by, given the words directly from God. And you know what's wild is you and I can't tell other people what God's exact word is for them unless we give them the Bible.
Right.
But we actually can hear His specific tailored word for us if we will say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Holy Spirit, illuminate. What do you want me to understand? What am I missing? What am I not catching? How do you want me to view this situation of division with my mom or my dad or my sister or my child? How do you want me to view this cancer that I am so broken by? Or my anger that my spouse or my child has this disease or this cancer. How do you want me to see this? And I think if we let the Holy Spirit speak, we might find that, you know what, you're looking at things in a short-term on-earth perspective. And I, God, exist outside of time and space, and I made you to live with me forever and ever and ever. And sometimes I use the hardship and the suffering and the difficulty in this life to wake you up and bring you into a surrender to me so I can give you full eternal life. And you know what? You could gain a joy of dealing with a real difficulty here on earth that doesn't fix your circumstances.
Exactly.
But regardless, you're going to gain eternity, which is what those hymns are all about.
Yeah, and it's tough, Jeff, because just like you said, when you are in the midst of the here and now, on earthly terms, dealing with the pain that comes with this journey that we're on, it is most difficult. And guess what? Our Father in heaven knows that, right?
He does. I was listening to a friend of mine and his wife, Ron and Nan Deal, share their deep story during the 10 years I've known them. And even the backstory of their 36 years of marriage. They shared it on the podcast Family Life today. And, she came from a very, very, very broken home. And she always felt abandoned. And that was her greatest fear in life. He came from a solid family, but he was very performance driven. Like, if I don't perform, I won't be loved.
Right.
And his life went pretty well with his career. He became a pastor and then a psychologist and then a leading ministry fella, and he's the foremost authority on helping blended families do well and thrive and heal. He's a psychologist. He's a Christian ministry guy with a great background. Well, she never really healed from her childhood, and she never let God be the healing source, and she kind of ran to this good husband to be her savior, and her faith was minimized because of it. She never really trusted God and ran to him. Anyway, their life got tough, and their marriage was imperfect, and he ran into his ministry, and it became kind of a mistress, and she felt abandoned. And they actually had a child die at 12 years old, which doubled her abandonment, because it seemed as if God had abandoned her. You know what she found? After a brutal time with some pain medications and other sedatives and hiding her drinking from her husband and everyone, and him being kind of clueless almost because he was so focused on his
ministry
and what was going on. She came to the absolute end of herself And she said, you know what, God, I've never, ever, ever trusted you. I've always run to others, and I can't do anything anymore. I surrender.
Wow.
It was that point that his spirit gave her hope, and that evening she didn't need to drink. She stopped taking pills. She started telling the truth to a few friends, and within 2 months, she told the whole truth to her husband, and then he had to confront the fact that he had let pride stop him from really seeing what his wife was going through.
Right.
And both of them said, God is so much greater than we ever realized. We have so much ground to cover unchanging if we turn ourselves over to him. That's what Christmas is. Let's turn ourselves over to the Savior with healing in his wings and trust him instead of circumstances, instead of our spouse, instead of our job, instead of our church. Let's trust God alone.
You know, what a great story, Jeff. Thanks for sharing that. And the thing is, you know, for some people they hear, they go, well, that was them. That would never be me. Well, you don't know. You don't know until you get to that point when you're willing, as you said at the very beginning, we don't have because we don't ask. I mean, here is God Almighty, all-powerful, the maker of heaven and earth, just sitting there waiting. I'm saying just sitting there. But, I mean, he's just waiting for us to come and ask. But, you know, if we can't humble ourselves, we cannot connect with God, can we?
No, we don't. There's a passage where Jesus says...
We got about 50 seconds left, Jeff, so I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Okay, he says, ask, seek, and knock, and just keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on seeking. And the thing he's saying is, seek me and my Holy Spirit, and I will give it to you, and that'll change everything. May that be the gift we receive this Christmas.
Yeah, and this third week, as we get through it, again, remember, it is about rejoicing always. And God wouldn't ask us to do something, Jeff, if we weren't empowered to do that, right? I mean, even when you don't feel like it. So receive that. That's another one of the special gifts, is the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. And, you know, you can find a reason to rejoice. Others have, even in the midst of excruciating pain and experiences. Jeff Kemp, thanks for being with us. God bless.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot is helping customers wrap up the holidays right with great deals on must-have supplies and services through the end of the year. Small businesses, remote workers, teachers, and students can find what they need to help finish the year strong and make 2023 the best it can be. Sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership for even more ways to save. Still need last-minute gifts? Office Depot offers a wide assortment of tech, gift cards, calendars, planners, and more to help you check off everyone left on your list. Discover gift ideas for teachers, techies, teens, and more at officedepot.com/giftguides. Get your orders fast this holiday season with same-day delivery or buy online and pick up in store in just 20 minutes. Office Depot and Office Max stores also offer pack and ship services, so customers can shop, pack, and ship all in one trip. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store near you.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. I'm gonna have to fly this Solito Lindo, ladies and gentlemen. And I say this, I'm talking about our usual time that we spend with Sam's Corner. We got some great news, and we need to pray for her. As you are well aware, and should be, Sam is with child. And this little guy, it looks like he's going to be delivered today. Again, we're all excited about this. You talk about a time for rejoicing. We need to pray for Sam because this is going to have to be by C-section, if I might say, without sharing too many personal things. We've kind of been respectful of her being with child. And, so we're real excited at the birth of her new child. So we're waiting on news. So while she is ocupado, can you imagine? Bill, I can't do the show this morning because I'm having a baby. Oh, yeah, right. We are praying for Sam and for the little guy that everything goes well. I'm sure it will be. And, that's what we can do until we get news that all is well. And again, I'm confident that it will be. So join me as we, as we pray for Sam in the birth of her new son soon and very soon. OK, so I get to do what Sam does, and, I'll do the best I can substituting for her. The headline in this first story says, "I don't care about the shoes. I cared about him." A liquor store worker gives up her favorite shoes to a homeless man. I love stories like this because, especially being the season of giving that we are enjoying. And sometimes you wonder, okay, what does this look like? And you hear stories like this, you go, that's how that looks like. Tealia says, he didn't know me, I didn't know him, I just thought best to give him something he may need. That's how I took it. The smallest moments, it's been said, can make the biggest difference. Talia, I hope I'm saying it, Talia was working her shift at a Brooklyn Center liquor store when she noticed something outside. The homeless man digging in a trash can. He put on two makeshift boxes on his feet. Can you imagine? I mean, in Brooklyn, especially at this time of year. And this is Brooklyn Center in Minnesota. Okay, not real warm and cozy there, Brad, huh, is it? I mean, it's a little cool,
it's
to
cold.
Say the least. Very cold, okay? And so here, this homeless man desperately is looking for boxes to give himself some comfort and cover his feet. And this gracious employee from this liquor store, Brooklyn Center Liquor Store, we'll give him a plug, when, you know, certainly, saw this. And, you know, it goes back to what Danny Huerta was saying, you know, a couple of weeks ago. He said, we ought to be noticers. We should be looking and how we can help people. I mean, there's lots of reasons to be situationally aware. That's another thing that we've talked about in a different scale. But we should notice people who are hurting and what it would take, especially in this time of year, to, you know, quote unquote, make their day. And it was interesting, here it is, you know, she notices this homeless man putting boxes on his feet, and he knows that he's looking for shoes. So, well, what size do you wear? He said, well, 10 and a half. And she looked around, grabbed her shoes, she unlaced them, and gave him to him right at the door. Thank God she had shoes that would fit him. I mean, you know, but what a gesture. And again, this is the kind of thing that warms our heart, especially this time of year. This next story is about a delivery driver's humble 1993 Toyota Corolla. It hits 2 million kilometer milestone. Are you ready for that? Man, these things are bulletproof. I mean, you can put them in a capsule. They'll last forever. A 2 million kilometer mile. Have you ever driven a car that much? You know, to have the daughter go to 2 million? And he's not driving it yet. He says, hey, it's going to run forever. This is a great story that comes out of New Zealand. This Kiwi, Graham Hedley, his Toyota Corolla clocked more than 2 million kilometers. And he noticed that it reached the milestone mark in March of this year. And he works as a newspaper delivery contractor, and he drives 5,000 kilometers a week. So you can understand how he could, you know, mount up those miles. This is probably, he's got the kind of job that he doesn't want to lease a car. Because, you know, in leasing a car, you are regulated by the number of miles you have. But you could really have a very expensive lease on your hands. He's driving this car until the wheels come off. Graham, by the way, 72. And as he said, he noticed that he hit the milestone mark in March of this year. And says, hey, look at, he's convinced this, it ain't over yet, you know, no fat lady singing over his car, I mean, so to speak. This is going to keep running forever. This next story involves a couple that donates a collection of classic cars to help fund student careers. God, can you imagine that? Donating a collection of classic cars. I tell you, I used to work for a guy in Southern California. He owned over 300 classic cars. I mean, it's incredible. I don't know, warehouse of about 30,000 square feet. I think he had a couple extras and as well. But all these cars were perfectly restored, gorgeous, gorgeous cars. And so this story really grabbed my attention. He was a collector. He wasn't necessarily one to give his cars away, which is another story unto itself. But, you know, some generous donors are giving 35 classic cars to a Michigan university in the hopes that proceeds from the hot rods will help fund the students' business careers. Can you imagine this? What a great idea. This is awesome. Michael and Diane Morey is the ones to be congratulated here and honored. They donated the cars to Northwood University. Justin Marshall, the university's chief development and engagement officer, said the couple sees the donation as continuing a legacy that they created. With their own passion and their own time and business that they've grown, they're passing the torch down to our students, Marshall said. One of the donated cars will be kept on the school's campus in Midland, Michigan. The other 34 will be sold through museum auctions out of Florida. It's being reported by the local media there. So, you know, congratulations and, you know, again, it's the season of giving here. This next story involves a hero golden retriever. Gosh, I mean, how many? What is it about golden retrievers? I think it's just in their blood. you know, they just are, you know, they're absolute hero dogs. In this particular case, it protects sisters for hours after they go missing in the Louisiana woods. Did you hear about this one? I mean, for this dog to have this kind of instinct, it is so special. But leave it to this golden retriever dog. Says, I don't know how long it took for the people to be able to actually get access to the kids because the retriever was protecting them. It's a Louisiana dog, of course, being hailed. I say, of course, only because we love people from Louisiana. And the dogs are just, I mean, they're like them. They're just, you know, protective people. And, you know, and I think of all the people, you know, in Louisiana who, especially the Cajun nations, you know, that come, you know, whenever there's a hurricane that hits a nearby area, even in Florida, not necessarily nearby, they got some traveling to do. But the Cajun Navy will come out and help, and that's what they do. But in this case, we've got a hero dog that protected his family's daughters for hours when they went missing in the woods last month. Abigail 7 and Cecilia 4 were playing with their golden retriever. Artemis, what a great name, huh? In the backyard of their Folsom home on the evening of November 29th, when he ran into the woods, the sisters followed him and were soon lost. More than 100 volunteers, could you imagine? 100 volunteers joined the search, and local law enforcement agencies deployed drones, ATVs, you name it. It was all hands on deck to find these two little girls. And there it is. I mean, you know, the hero golden retriever goes, all's well. I had it. Wait, what are you guys worried about? I got it all under control. Woof, woof. Leave me alone. We made it through here. Not to worry. The National Guard is bringing Santa to frigid Alaska village, to this village in particular, to surprise kids, huh? Well, hey, why not? Children in a small community in North Alaska were so delighted for a visit by Santa that they braved wind chills of 25 degrees below zero just to see Santa. Can you imagine? I mean, the excitement of these little kids and of course, everybody else involved in blessing these kids there in Alaska. And Alaska National Guard's Operation Santa Claus is what it's called, is a program that helps bring Santa and Mrs. Claus to children in native villages. Now, this little community, which is a roadless village, and I think it's called Nyquist. I'm probably not saying that correctly, so forgive me. See, this is why Sam. See, we miss Sam because she knows exactly how to pronounce these things, and she's well-versed. But here I am, you know, solito lindo, flying without her. And, well, I'll tell you, it is risky. And, you know, again, we're praying for Sam and the little guy that all is well here, and we're still waiting for the good news. But anyway, in this small community, it's a roadless village of about 460 residents, just 30 miles south of the Arctic Ocean. So Santa, he left his reindeer at home, caught a ride on an Alaska Air National Guard cargo plane. Why not? If you got it available, use it. And the excited kids were waiting for him at the snow-covered airstrip. That's awesome. So great stories. Of course, this is always a regular feature. What are we on? Every Tuesday. Yes, every Tuesday with Sam at Sam's Corner. And you can check all these great stories at our website, BillMartinezShow.com. Look at Sam's Corner there. You'll see her beautiful face. And, you know, be heartened and joyful because you'll be reminded of just how giving and how wonderful your fellow citizens are. Thanks for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.